Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host. The Nick Ibarra Podcast is where we come to discuss family, finance, fitness, and all things involving life. So I always like to start off my discussions with a personal story because most of my topics are based on experiences that I've had. So several months ago, I had a potential client for fitness reach out to me and ask me about my personal training packages and ask me about prices and what each package included, whether it was online coaching, general nutrition guidance, or one-on-one training. And so I explained it to her, and she responded by saying, so basically what I could do is just keep going to the gym and get online and figure out how to do different exercises. And and it was one of those things where she thought she was probably being a little bit of a smartass and I wasn't going to have a response, but it was essentially a softball question. And so my response was, yes, absolutely you can, as long as you understand how to set up your macronutrients for diet, as long as you understand what your goals are and what your set and rep ranges are, and how many days you should be training per week, and exactly what all is involved in making sure that you reach the fitness goals that you have. And I threw in a few technical terms to, quite frankly, be a smart ass back, but I think the discussion that I want to talk about today is based on her inquiry and a very valid question, and that is, when should I hire a personal trainer? So you get a gym membership, you know, it's the first of the year, you have these goals, or it's spring and you want to smash some weight loss for summer so that you look good at the water, or whatever your fitness goals are. I mean, essentially, some of my favorite clients I like to work with are the ones who come to me and say, I just want to live a better and longer life for my kids and my grandkids, because quite frankly, I'll be 40 this year, and so that's one of my primary fitness goals, absolutely on the top three. And so when it comes down to the question about should I hire a personal trainer, we have to ask ourselves several questions, okay? So you get a gym membership, like I said a second ago, and then you walk into the gym, and it's absolutely daunting. What are these machines? What are these weights? How do I know what if I'm doing it right? How do I know that I'm not the person that everybody's looking at, like, what the fuck are they doing? And quite frankly, we all feel that. And the answer is that, you know, whenever you ask these questions, is first of all, not very many people are paying attention to you because they're too concerned about looking at their fucking selves in the mirror, okay? And second, if you are doing something wrong, the true gym goer, the true fitness fanatic, the true person who cares about fitness is going to go over there and say, hey, would it be okay if I showed you a little bit different way to do this or be helpful, you know? And I've had those people when I first started in the gym 15 plus years ago, and I've become that person. And it doesn't even have to be a client. I have people come up to me regularly and say, hey, you're a trainer here, right? And I say, yeah. They say, hey, can I ask you a couple questions? Absolutely. Am I giving free services? Absolutely. 5-10 minutes of my life, nothing to it if in the end I am helping somebody reach their fitness goals and helping them feel welcome, okay? But a lot of times it is daunting. We don't know the equipment. We don't know the people. It's an entirely new atmosphere. It's no different than walking into a new job and not getting job training, right? So then we have to ask ourselves, what do we already know? If we don't know the equipment, if we don't know the proper exercise, if we don't know proper form, we should consider hiring a personal trainer. We talk to ourselves about experience. You know, there's a lot of people that say, hey, I went to the gym 15 years ago and I just haven't got back in. So you understand the basics. You understand bench press, you understand squats, you understand deadlifts, you know, the basic exercises that are gonna help you get the initial gains. But has it been a while? Has it been an amount of time that that you think, man, I'm not sure that I'm doing this right. I don't remember the degrees in which my elbows need to be on a flat bench press, that type of thing. Maybe you should consider hiring a personal trainer to make sure that you're doing those things right. And it may not be a long-term thing or something that you do for any amount of time other than to say, hey, I need a couple of lessons. Can you come in and make sure I'm doing this shit right? And then I'm on my way, okay? Dieting. I tell each and every client, I tell, you know, when I talk about it on social media posts, whatever it is, diet is 70% of the game. And so if you think you're going to go to the fucking gym 5-6 days a week, bust your ass, and then go and stop at McDonald's on your way to work, or stop at Wendy's on your way home, or have the donuts that are sitting at the front office desk 2, 3, 4 times a week and see any sort of gains, you're fucking wrong. You're dead ass wrong. The reality is that, you know what, last night I had a couple of donuts. There are the days that we are going to go ahead and say, hey, you know what, I've been working my ass off, I've been dieting good, I've been doing things right, I'm going to go ahead and take a lax day. Is it something that's recommended for the sake of your own sanity? Hell yes. But you have to realize that the next day the scale ain't gonna look so good, and you're just gonna have to get back on track and know that, you know, you took that day off and it is what it is, right? But if you can't explain the difference between macronutrients and micronutrients, the difference between if you want to lose weight, what your macro setup should be percentage-wise with proteins, fats, and carbs, or if you're trying to gain weight, what those percentages should be. If you're trying to just recompose your body because you're new to the gym and you don't want to necessarily lose weight or gain weight, but you do want to change the way you look in the mirror, if you don't know what those macros are, you know, any of those things regarding diet, if you're not 100% sure about that, about food prep, about, you know, what, you know, how do you know what a serving is? You know, those things, you should consider hiring a personal trainer. And if you have a personal trainer, which I've seen them, if you have a personal trainer that says, hey, just get into the gym, exercise, you know, count your calories and get a little bit close and this and that. You know what? There's some fucking people that's what works for them. But if you want real results in a reasonable amount of time, you need a fucking coach that's going to be real with you about diet and not fucking be lackadaisical, okay? So, last thing is goals. You come to the gym, like we said a few minutes ago, you come to the gym and you say, hey, you know what, here I am. I want to lose weight. I want to gain weight. I want to gain muscle. I want to do a fucking show. I want to do CrossFit. I want to compete in some level of sportsmanship. You know what? The reality is that you can't, in my opinion, and in everything I've seen, and I'll get to evidence in a minute, but in my opinion, you cannot be objective about yourself. You see yourself every fucking day in the mirror, okay? So if you're losing weight, if you're gaining weight, you may see the difference on the scale, you may see the difference in the measurements, but are you being accountable to yourself 100% and as much as you would with an objective and third-party personal trainer? Are you being objective about your diet? Are you saying, hey, I can cheat, you know, I fucking didn't throw that donut in there, you know, I had that piece of pizza at the office and I didn't put that in there, but, you know, that's just a couple hundred calories. The reality is that people who don't measure their food and don't accurately count their food, research has shown that they underestimate their caloric intake by 40%. That means when you think you're taking in 100 calories and you're not measuring, you're not counting, you're not inputting that shit in MyFitnessPal or whatever calorie counter you have, chances are you're not taking in 100 calories. You're taking in 140 calories. And when you're talking 2,000, 3,000 calories a day, that's a fuck of a lot of calories that you're missing. So whenever you have that coach, that personal trainer, and he says, hey, did you fucking put that donut in? And you say, well, no, fucking put the donut in. Put the donut in and quit bullshitting, okay? So if you're looking for objectivity, if you're looking for somebody to hold you accountable, if you're looking for somebody that's going to make sure that you meet the goals that you've set out to meet without saying, I guess those goals were too hard. Hell yes, it's going to be hard. But the reality is that coach, that personal trainer, that person that is that third-party objective analyst is going to be there for you, is going to mentor you, is going to encourage you, is going to hold you accountable, okay? So when do you need a coach? When do you need a personal trainer? Chances are if you want progress, you should consider a personal trainer. Now, we say, well, you know, I know what I'm doing in the gym. I know what I'm doing with macros. I know that, you know what? So do I. And so does the coach that prepped me when I was doing my competition. You know who the fuck else does? Arnold Schwarzenegger. He knew what the fuck he was doing. Jeremy Buendia, Kai Greene, all these guys, they know what they're doing. And you know what they have? They have fucking coaches. They have coaches because they realize that to be on top of their game and to get maximum results, they absolutely have to have that third-party objective analyst to be there to say, hey, this is what you need to keep doing, and this is what you need to stop doing, and this is what you need to start doing. Last part about this equation, in my mind, is the financial commitment. The reality is it's not the least expensive thing you're ever gonna do. And so you gotta ask yourself. You know, so think about the money that you waste on fancy phones, on 3,000 channels on satellite or dish TV, on and all these different things. And then also think about the financial commitment you make to family. You put the kids in soccer, you put your daughter in gymnastics, you put your son in baseball. You know, you do all these things that cost money that ensure that they have a good childhood. You know, you get them music lessons, whatever it is you do, you're paying money out, you know. And my question is, yes, those things are important, but you know what's equally important is self-care. And, you know, we say, well, that's a lot of money, and, you know, I don't know if I can justify it. Can you justify the nights out at the bar? Is that justifiable when you say, hey, you know what, I can't spend $200 a month on my health, but you know what, I'm going to go out to eat with some friends and spend some money at the bar a couple nights a month, and that equals $200 easily if you're any sort of the person I used to be when I used to do my partying. The reality is that people say, man, that's so much a gym membership, I can't do that. Personal trainer, that's even more money. You know what? Do you say that same thing to people who go out and party every weekend? Do you say that same thing to people who are in bowling leagues? Do you say that same thing to people who golf? You know, those things aren't inexpensive either. It's just the difference is that you're doing something that isn't necessarily the most fun thing to do in the world, but it is essential that we take care of ourselves. And the very best way I can think to take care of ourselves is to take that time alone, get into the gym, and do what it is we're supposed to do. Make goals. It gives you a reason. It gives you purpose to progress in life. And the reality is that there are people that come off of meds that they've been on for years because they started going to the gym. There are people that are doing better emotionally and psychologically because they're going to the gym. And when they get to the gym, they get that gym membership, and they ask the question, hey, do I need a professional to take care of this? Let me ask you a question. When you do your taxes, do you 100% know that when you use TurboTax, you're getting the best return possible? Or are you more comfortable having a professional tax accountant do it for you? When you think you have a health care concern, and you're not exactly sure what it is that's wrong or what it is you should be doing, do you feel most comfortable going and yanking some shit off the Walmart shelf at the pharmacy? Or do you think it's probably a good idea to go in and see your doctor and make sure that you're doing the right thing? Whenever you have a car problem, hey, sure, you know what, you can throw some oil in there, you can put some windshield wiper fluid in there, some radiator fluid in there, but are you sure that that noise clicking in the engine is going to be fixed by whatever thing it is that you're doing? Or do you go to a trusted mechanic and make sure that what you're doing is going to take care of the health of your car? Why is your body any different? Why is your health any different? Ladies and gentlemen, the question originally posed was, when should I hire a personal trainer? And the black and white answer is when you want results, when you want progress, and when you want to achieve goals. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I am Nick Ibarra. This is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. And if you enjoy what you hear, please follow, please like, please leave a review. Thank you, and have a good week.